Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Well, I figured we'd start. We had the ribbon cutting and the celebration at Sarah Bush Lincoln Fayette County Hospital on Monday. And obviously, that is a huge investment that they put into the community. Great to see it open and moving forward. So just kind of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it was a great evening. Nice turnout, beautiful facility. Until you actually get to see it, Chris Whitten was taking people. They had multiple tours, but I got to walk through with Chris and his area. If you'd ever been to his old place at the old wellness complex, it's just considerably different. And just to have that kind of investment in our community, it was also nice. We've talked about this in the past. I was on the board, when we made the decision to sell it, and that was a difficult decision. It wasn't as clear cut as people would think it is now. But it was nice to see some of the former board members there. Jim Lay, Charlie Barenfinger, Karen Miller, and Carol Price. We were all there, and so we kind of huddled up and said, "Yeah, this is what we dreamed. We would have never been able to do that as a hospital board, as a taxing district." So, just really happy that Sarah Bush Lincoln has continued to make that investment and spend that kind of money and show their commitment to the community. And can only wait to see what they do with that second floor, which is right now just open space that they're eventually going to move stuff from. I believe the specialty clinics. That's kind of phase two, but if phase one is any indication, boy, it's really, really going to be nice.
I know Karen Dyer had the comments that they're happy that they've been able to be a part of a lot of things going on here, the new library, the Wise development. Oh, yeah. So they're thrilled to be part of that. And you don't think about it, but when you add all those things up, there's been a lot of development.
Oh, sure. No, and it's just a continuation. Yeah, we've talked about from an economic development standpoint, what does your community have to offer? And when you look at the library, you look at the Y, you look at what the school is doing, you look at all the streetscape stuff downtown, the infrastructure, and then you add your medical provider, making a $15 million plus commitment to your community. It's really nice. And I will say this, and I had a chance to talk to one of the employees from Sarah Bush Lincoln, because when we made that decision several years ago, the commitment from Sarah Bush was, to upgrade not only the pay, but the benefit package to the current employees. And I had an employee who will remain nameless at this point, say their concern was, was that really going to happen? And this person told me that Sarah Bush Lincoln has followed through with that. They're very happy to be working underneath that umbrella. So, again, a tribute to them and their commitment to the community.
And like you said, you guys made that decision. Some of the worry at the time was, will this become, less of a place to get things done? Will they want everybody to go more to their main campus and things like that? And, Sarah Bush Lincoln followed through
absolutely.
To this point with what they said they would
do. I mean, they're continually looking for additional specialties to bring and to expand that, and if you look at what they're doing, they're building a new, like a surgery center in Effingham. And so, it's a regional approach to them. And what I like about it is, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but, it's a central Illinois-based organization. So we're not dealing with some of that you get in the Metro East, St. Louis, mm-hmm. those bigger operators. It's people who we, that are really us, that they live and kind of share the same values that we do. They live in the same area. So, they're following through on that commitment, looking to expand services. And, again, that $15 million building, I think it shows their level of commitment.
So old time Christmas this weekend. That's going to be a little bit more of a Hawaiian weather Christmas. Looks like a little bit,
yes.
But good weather, which the number one thing you want is no rain, and that's the thing. But old time Christmas this weekend, and I know a lot of planning goes into this. A lot of activities are planned, and it is good. It's not going to rain, so everything can go off without a hitch. But just your thoughts on everything that's coming together.
Yeah, it's an exciting week. I mean, let me back up for just a second. So you're coming off of the veterans, we had the
yes.
veterans memorial ceremony on Saturday, a nice crowd. So thank you to Bruce and everybody that made that happen, followed up by the parade. And, in talking to Bruce Braswell afterwards, you know, something to expand on, to build on, you know, again. And then I actually stayed around and watched the ceremony where they, you know, where the Legion burns the flags afterwards. And, you know, to see these men and women, these veterans who, you know, love their country, were willing to put their lives on the line, and how they still treat and respect the flag. And, you know, it's just, it was just really an honor. So, and then, yeah, so you build off of that. You had the hospital ribbon cutting Monday night, leading into old time Christmas. And, you know, back to your original question, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much planning and effort goes in this. Carla and Amber have been working on this for, you know, I say several weeks, but for months, you know, now, especially since Amber's been back. Carla was kind of leading the charge initially. So weather's going to be great, you know, Friday night, long list of events. We light the tree, we have the parade, and then just lots of activity. There's the map that, you know, is going around town that you can look and see what all is going on, that was created by Avery Myers, our local resident, or Fayette County Fair Queen. You know, we've got the Grinch storyboards. You know, and then that leads into Saturday, where, you know, it's a continuation, it's a 2-day event. You know, so before everybody heads up north to the football game, you know, they can take in the rest of old time Christmas, which includes the train displays. The Seroptimus cookie walk is, my wife's a Seroptimus, so I can put this plug in. That's yes. That's Friday night as well. And I know I'm going to leave some stuff out.
Right.
You got the vendor fair and all that. And then Saturday, you have the 5K run for the CEO class. You know, and then I forget Festival of Lights. You know,
right.
So the lights start Friday night. You know, I've been through the park. You know, they're going to do a little test run on Thursday. I'll try to go to that. That just expands every year. So thank you to everybody who, you know, commits to buy the displays. And, you know, we joked with Carla, you know, a couple more years, she's going to have that entire park filled up. And, you know, that's a challenge that she looks forward to. So it couldn't be a great time of the year, and looking forward to it. And as you said, the weather looks like it's going to be perfect.
And talking about the Festival of Lights a little bit, I know this is one of those things. And growing up in Southern Illinois, there was West Frankfort used to have Candy Cane Lane, and people always went to it. And those become destinations.
Oh, absolutely.
They truly do. And I know Carlisle's got, and Greenville does. So, I mean, when you've got one of those destinations, you're going to get people in, and they're going to spend some money while they're here.
No, that's the whole point. That's why we, you know, back to the tourism conversation we've had in the past, you know, I think we have to do a better job as a tourism committee of promoting things like that. Yeah, not to be critical of what's happened in the past. We just, you know, we have to allocate resources to be able to do that. Because, again, I'll put that light display up against any in this area. And you're right, Todd. I mean, they come in, they see it, they're going to stop at your restaurant, they're hopefully going to fuel up, you know, and we're Vandalia with a Walmart. So maybe they'll stop in there. So it is definitely an economic driver. Plus, it's just, it's a feel-good story, right? It's just, you can't drive by there, look at those beautiful lights, and not think, man, this is really something nice and something you want to be a part of.
Well, and that, you know, an old-time Christmas over the years, I mean, it's just been one that's, you know, it was a good event, but they've just grown on it.
Oh, absolutely. It gets bigger every year, yeah. and that's the point. And I think, you know, again, there's more things to do this year than there were last. And I know, knowing Amber and knowing Carla and knowing everybody, all their volunteers that are involved with Old Time Christmas, you know, they'll start planning for next year, next week, you know. And so that's, you know, again, I couldn't be more happy with all the things and the momentum that's going on. You know, again, we've got the tourism position, the economic director position filled, and so better days are ahead.
You know, talking a little bit about economic development and the second meeting of the Economic Development Commission's coming up, and, you know, Alderman had a couple of suggestions on things. One of them Alderman Lester brought up was maybe look at expanding city limits at some point.
Yeah. So that's, again, where does that fit in the comprehensive plan? Do we, you know, again, we've talked about in the past, we can't really expand east. You know, we're limited with the river. So, you know, is there western expansion? You know, is there northern expansion? Yeah, all those things, you know, are part of discussions we're going to have ongoing as we look to grow the city and, make it a viable place to live and to raise a family. And, you know, what can we do as a city? And, I kind of leveraging our balance sheet, so to speak, and, you know, our financial strength. And we'll have our audit being presented Monday night, where we're going to talk about budget. I mean, I think you're going to hear that overall we're in very good shape. So what can we do to make things even better? And that's going to be one of the challenges.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at VandaliaRadio.com.